Hello, everyone. The Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Association. Now we'll have a reading from the Olean Times Herald for Friday, January 9th, 2026. And your reader tonight is Mickey Cole. And we're going to start with the front page as always. And it's the county legislatures are swears in legislature leaders for the 26 year. And there's a picture of them. And in the picture are M. Andrew Burr, Vice Chair Ginger Schroeder, Republican Majority Leader Kelly Andriano, Assistant Majority Leader Norm Marsh, and Majority Whip Don Benson. And they all recited their oaths of office on Wednesday. Members of the Cattaraugus County Legislature unanimously reelected M. Andrew Burr of Gowanda as their chairman Wednesday, the start of the new year for the 15-member all-Republican party. This will be the third year Burr has been elected to the leadership position. The previous served as vice chairman from 2020 and 2023 under Howard Van Rensselaer of Randolph. Thank you all for the vote of confidence, Burr said upon taking his place in chairman's seat. What a privilege it is to work with all the members of this legislature. Burr said he feels every legislature and those elected to the office will serve in our people of character who make throughout thoughtful, balanced decisions for the benefit of the taxpayers and residents, adding that he wished the judgment of the legislature could be found in the leaders of New York State. I appreciate all of you and all the department heads and the county residents, he said. Thank you, and we are looking forward to continuing our progress in 2026. The legislature also reelected Ginger D. Schroeder of Farmersville as vice chairman. The post carries with it the chairmanship of the powerful finance committee. Schroeder was appointed vice chair in August, replacing Michael Briskey, who accepted an appointment as deputy administrator of Cattaraugus County. It's been a joy, a privilege, and an honor to serve with my legislative family, she said. I'm greatly humbled by the confidence she's expressed in me for the second time. Schroeder said she believes she's up to the task of doing the same work in this leadership role as she has throughout her legislative tenure and is looking forward to the job ahead. Prior to the legislature meeting, the Republican caucus met to vote on the party leadership for the year. Schroeder announced that Kelly J. Andriano of Olean was reelected majority leader with Norman L. Marsh of Little Valley, assisted majority leader, and R. Donald Benson of Allegheny as majority whip. Interestingly, we all come from different districts, Schroeder noted. It's nice that we all have a good geographical mix in order to represent the legislature. Burr comes from District 1, Dayton, Leon, New Albion, Otto, Perrysburg, and Persia. Schroeder comes from District 2, Ashford, East Otto, Ellicottville, Farmersville, Franklinville, Freedom, Great Valley, Ishaway, Linden, Machias, and Yorkshire. Marsh comes from the District 3, Conowango, Little Valley, Mansfield, Napoli, Randolph, Salamanca, and South Valley. Benson comes from District 4, Allegheny, Carrollton, Cold Spring, Humphrey, and Red House. And Andriano comes from District 5, Hinsdale, Olean, and Portville. Much of the regular meeting included approving contracts with the different agencies provided in for the county budget. And they include Chautauqua Cattaraugus Library, $82,840. Cattaraugus County SPCA, $152,320. Empire Animal Rescue Society, $80,000. Phoenix Humane Society, $10,000. Tri-County Arts Council, $11,726. Cornell Cooperative Extension, $267,769. Cattaraugus County Land Bank Corporation, $150,000. Federated Sportsmen's Clubs, $2,400. Southern Tier West, $24,970. BOCE Student Government Program, $8,000. Soil and Water Conservation District, $147,942. Ishaway Creek Watershed Maintenance, $17,434. Mercy Flight, $7,650. Southern Tier Health Fly Car, $15,300. Olean Historical and Preservation Society, $35,000. The legislature also unanimously named the Olean Times Herald and Salamanca Press as the official newspaper of the county for 2026. Now, the next thing on the front page is, there's a warning about carbon dioxide and monoxide. So, utility and state health authorities are cautioning residents to take the threat of carbon monoxide poisoning seriously this winter. Officials marked Carbon Monoxide Awareness Month with notifications to the public about the dangers of this colorless, odorless gas that can lead to illness or death if unchecked. Safety is our top priority, said Karen L. Merkel, a spokesperson for National Fuel. Installing detectors and scheduling annual inspections are simple steps that can help protect families during the heating season. CO is formed from the partial combustion of carbon-containing compounds like natural gas, gasoline, or firewood. National Fuel officials said the symptoms of CO2 exposure include fatigue, coughing, headache, irregular breathing, dizziness, paleness, nausea, cherry red lips and ears, confusion, can signal trouble. If suspected, leave immediately to outside fresh air and call 911. According to the State Department of Health, about 200 people are hospitalized every year in the state, while over 1,800 people visit an emergency department